Appeal of Woodstock Neighborhood Association against hearing officer's decision to approve a zone change in conformance with the comprehensive plan and a three-lot subdivision at 3936 Southeast Reedway Street, LU13237078, ZCLDP.
Okay, so this is an appeal hearing that was held over for members who were not present, including myself, to review the record and be able to deliberate and decide. Before we start that process, however, since some time has gone on, we ought to check and make sure, does anyone have any ex parte contacts to report?
Mayor, I have a conversation report. It doesn't qualify as ex parte, but I think better safe than sorry. I did have a conversation with Mary Kay Tetro, who is from the Woodstock Neighborhood Association, in this chambers, and the substance of our conversation was why I never see her at my gym.
Okay, I think that probably falls outside the scope of this review. So. All right, then is there anything that, Catherine, that you need to bring into the record here before we take them?
At this point, no. The council continued this matter to today solely for the purpose of council deliberation and a vote. And right. Your vote today would be a tentative vote. We have until we can carry this forward to October 15th for a adoption of findings and a final vote.
Okay.
And Mayor, one of the reasons that I, among others, pushed to have this set over is on issues of this complexity, I find it's helpful to have the commissioner in charge of the Bureau present. We got a terrific presentation from staff, but Mayor, you have you often have a clear point of view on these kinds of things, and we thought it better to have, as you know, potentially five members of council. Of course, best laid plans are four of us, but so that we could have a robust discussion about the issues before a vote.
Thank you. So we're ready for a motion.
Well, I need to say first for the record that I have reviewed the last 45 minutes to an hour of the hearing. I had to leave a little early, so I have reviewed that and do appreciate Commissioner Fish for setting it over so that we could have a discussion, because I think that this case actually brings up some significant policy issues that we, the council, are responsible for addressing. The first one that we can't do anything about right now is the solar regulations. It's very ironic that in a city that prides itself on sustainability, is considered a leader with our climate action plan, that our solar regulations are so abysmal. And indeed that because the code allows everything else to supersede the solar access regulations, they're not very meaningful at all. That was, again, done while I was on the Planning Commission against my strong objections, but that's the code that we have. I'm just making that clear because we're in the comprehensive plan update process, and I think it should be an issue that Portlanders should be engaging in the public hearings before the Planning and Sustainability Commission and bringing that back to council as a separate policy issue. But the second issue, which is important to this particular case, and I'm emphasizing this particular case, my next comments are not intended to set precedent to change anything. I'm just looking at this particular case of what is being proposed on this particular lot in this particular location with the particular comprehensive plan designation. And that is that one of the approval criteria is that it's 33611200A9, and that is that lots are compatible with existing lots while still considering the purpose of the chapter. And the hearings officer goes into a lot of detail, and there's a lot of testimony at the council hearing on the issue of compatibility. Obviously, it's very subjective. That's why it's an approval criterion, because it's a discretionary decision. Reasonable people may disagree. If it was a standard, then it wouldn't be something that the council would even be able to discuss or consider. The hearings officer used the dictionary definition of capable of existing together without discord or disharmony. And he concluded that the application meets that with the proposed lot format and the layout. I came to the opposite conclusion that we're trying this on this lot, a 10,000 square foot lot in an R5 neighborhood where it's got a comp plan designation of 2.5, but using that designation and using the standards of the R2.5 and then needing an adjustment off the standards of R2.5 we're just trying to do too much on this lot. And there are other options for how this lot could redevelop. In an R5 zone or any zone, it's a corner lot. You could put a duplex on it. You could have two lots because it's a 10,000 square foot lot. You still have three units, but it would be configured in a manner that's more compatible with the neighborhood. And so that's the conclusion that I came into. Is that compatibility. And I think it's very laudable that the developer wants to save the existing house. And I heard the testimony that some folks would prefer to have the existing house and would put up with the narrow lots, and others would prefer that the neighborhood pattern of development be more like its current. I think for myself, I'm veering more that to be more compatible with the neighborhood, laying out those three dwelling units under the R5 regulations without giving the adjustment to the lot widths would be more compatible.
Okay. So based on that, would you like to make a motion?
So based on that, I move to support the appeal and deny the application.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Second. Is there further discussion of that motion? This is a tentative decision to be supported by findings, correct?
Yes, we would bring back findings on October 15th.
Okay. Anything further from staff? So roll call on the motion and for a tentative decision to be later supported by findings.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I do also need to note that we are more than meeting our housing needs through the current comprehensive plan and the current housing designations. So as we're looking at supporting the urban growth boundary, doing infill, adding hundreds of thousands of dwelling units, most of those are going to be in multifamily zones. And that's the appropriate place with the appropriate development standards, providing parking and other such amenities. We don't need to stuff additional units into existing neighborhoods. And it particularly, we need to, if we're going to do infill in existing neighborhoods on existing lots, we need to be very careful that they are compatible with the surrounding neighborhood. And so very good discussion on all sides on this. I very much appreciate everybody's input, and I appreciate the support for my motion. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
I appreciate your analysis, Commissioner Fritz, and I agree with it. I think the hearings officer in this case did take a very narrow view, capable of existing together without discard or disharmony. Well, that's almost a sophistic view of this, and that capability and probability are two different things. So I think your motion is founded on a belief that we ought to use the tool that's most likely to get a good outcome, and I think the R5 regulations are that in this case. Aye.
One item of clarification from Commissioner Fritz on her motion. Was your motion to deny the application in toto, or was it to grant the zone change but deny the related land use approval, land division?
Deny it in total.
Yeah.
Deny it in toto.
Yeah.
All right.
Support the appeal, deny it in total. Right. That was my understanding. Any lack of clarity about that on the council? Okay.
Okay, so we need to continue this to October 15th at a do you have a time, Carla?
10:15 a.m. time certain.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Take a 3-minute break, and then we'll return to our next land use item. Thank
That's
you.
At 2 p.m. So, yep.
Oh, so it's a half.
It's time certain for 2 p.m.
Are we done with everything else on this morning's agenda?
We did.
Pretty impressive that you kept track of all that.
Wow.
I'm trying.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll recess for just a couple of minutes and then return. Thank you.
No, it's 2 p.m.
What? It's a 2 p.m. time certain.
Oh, my goodness. So we have nothing left from this morning.
Wow.
Okay. 30 minutes. We are sorry, everybody. We can't take up a time certain until we actually are there. So we're recessed till 2 p.m., 28 minutes.
Can I stop up until 2 p.m.?